like some.
Okay, well, maybe not.
Specialty shops has the higher class clothing. The department stores can carry the dresses that's used by the average working day person.
But they do have the deluxe and stylish.
Mm-hmm. Goes in the shop.
And the fashion center.
Okay.
They try to handle the latest fashions.
They specialize.
Most outstanding.
How would you store winter clothes in a closet during the summer? What would you put them in?
Well, you're supposed to put them in a clothes bag with some kind of preventative for bugs. And
okay.
Otherwise, you can put the. There are places you can rent that they take care of your furs or your clothes.
All right. What kinds of shoes? What's the different kinds of shoes? The styles of shoes or types? Not styles. Well, types. What kinds of shoes are there? Men and women. You know?
Well, it's high heel, low heel. Is the kids.
Sport dress.
And sports and high heel dress shoes and the open toe shoes, open heel shoes,
boots.
And then they have golfing shoes and specialty shoes for tennis and things. Sports. And of course when I was growing up we had the high button shoes and the high lace shoes. And the boots.
Okay. How about hairstyles? Women's hairstyles?
Well, right now they don't have any styles. They just comb it down a little.
Well, what styles do you remember?
Well, they have the pompadour and they have the flat hairdressing where they keep it unpompadoured. And they used to braid it a great deal and put it in. They had the psyche that was the roll up on top, and then they had the what they call this. I know when the pixel they used to call them cootie pages.
It was tangled
and tangled and fixed over the ear.
Like weenie buns.
Mm-hmm. And that was when I was.
That was during the Second World War.
Yeah. And they called them cootie buns because it was such a mess. They tangled them and they couldn't retangle them. They combed it once a week.
And my mom used to say she might as well change her hairstyle if it was about to go out, and then she'd change it.
Never
liked it.
How about, say, a black person's hairstyle? What do they call those now?
Afro.
Afro. How about men's styles? Do you have any names for different types of men's hairstyles?
Well, there's the hippie style. Of the long hair and again, using hair bows and what have you. And
I'm not sick yet.
Yeah.
Fuzzy
and we even see them now with Marcel waves. And we see some that we know are permanent waves. But the tailored way of tailored hairdress is the most becoming, I think.
What about the type that was very short they used to have?
Oh, well.
Crew cut.
All right.
We had a preacher with that one time. He just couldn't hardly see.
They didn't like crew cut?
It suited him, though, I guess.
I guess it suited him. Some people
it
suited very well.
I don't think
some other people. I thought it looked a little bit too
casual.
Yeah, a little bit too casual, maybe you could say it for a minister to use.
Okay, what might you call, when you were in school, what might you call a boy who acted, had a lot of womanish ways about him, acted kind of...
Effeminate.
Yeah.
Sissy.
Sissy. what would you call a girl that had a lot of boyish ways about
him? Tomboy.
Now, if you got old enough, is there an age, like, you know, up to a certain age, like, after you graduated from high school, and a girl still had a lot of boyish ways about her, would you still call her tomboy?
Well, you'd say she was still tomboyish, yes. They were, I think later they call them sports-minded, or, you know, that they would go out for tennis and for things like that first, and they would be more sports-minded. They stopped calling them tomboys.
Athletic.
They were on the athletic side.
Okay.